You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Maria Leggett's Medium Show with Maria Leggett.
Maria Leggett.
Live from MariaLeggett.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Maria Leggett's Medium Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Reverend Maria Leggett joining you on Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. I am, as always, excited to be joining all of you today. So I live in the part of the United States in Dayton, Ohio, where we were in the path of the solar eclipse yesterday. And it was beautiful and amazing. And I got to spend it with my mom, being outside and looking through the glasses as it was becoming in its totality. And it was absolutely gorgeous. And in the moment that it was at its totality, I was hoping and asking for the universe to bring the masculine and the divine feminine into balance. It was a moment where the moon, who is the divine feminine, right? Very rare does she come out so bright and noticeable during the day. And I was asking for them to come into balance, which I think is absolutely beautiful. I also happened to make a Facebook post that said, you know, may the divine feminine block the toxic masculine. And I had some friends of mine who commented on my post and who wanted to change my wording. Well, this is what I hope for, and I hope that you're okay with this. And, you know, it was okay. I was glad for other people to put their things there. Did it give me pause to go, did I say it wrong? Did I do something wrong? And it's funny because, I mean, that was the energy of the eclipse, right? That's what we were in. Looking at the things, what is hidden, what needs to be revealed, what needs to come out. And I looked at those and I went, they triggered me for like 2 seconds at the most. And I went, no, it doesn't matter. They can view things their way if they want to. And I'm going to view things my way. And did I word it appropriately? Maybe, maybe not. But I know what was in here and I know what I meant by it. And it's okay. And that's where we need to get to the place in the world, is that we stop expecting other people to know what's on our minds, that we expect everybody else to agree with our thoughts and decisions. We need to become okay with, this is what I think and feel, and that is what you think and feel, and we can still love each other as humans and still do all the things. So I want to talk about intuition and developing your intuition. On Tuesday, April 23rd, I have classes releasing for developing your intuition. They are online and in person. And right now I have a day class and an evening class that's going to be online. In the very first class, we're going to be meeting your spirit communicator guide. So if you're watching this and you want to meet your spirit communicator guide, sign up for the class. You can go to marialeggett.com. And click on, there's an event link up at the top, and then you're going to be able to join the class from there. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at hello@marialeggett.com. And with that, I want to welcome Dana to the show. Hi, Dana. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for asking. How may I be of service to you today?
Well, I am new to this. I just literally saw it on Facebook and then just put join. So here I am.
Yay, I love that. My favorite thing in the world is to work with people who don't know a whole lot about intuition, because I love teaching intuition. It's truly okay. Where my heart lies, is being able to teach people how to work with their intuition. So is there anything specific that I can help you with in order to be able to get you on your path?
So is it stuff that's going on in my life right now? Is that what I'd be looking for?
Anything that you want, it's completely up to you.
Okay. I'm looking
or
at my daughter.
Or do you just want spirit?
Yeah.
You just want spirit to start giving you some information?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, here we go. All right, spirit, Dana has given me permission to check in and we'll see what it is. Okay. So I want to talk about, they're putting me, everything is all symbolism when you're working with your intuition. And it may not be exactly what I see, but it's the meaning of it. So what spirit has done is they put me in a store and I'm like walking down the aisle of a store and I'm looking at all the different things on the shelves. And as I'm looking at everything, I'm looking at it going, okay, but is that where I start? Do I need that? Or do I need this? Or do I need something else? And so spirit shows it to me as though there are things that become overwhelming, especially when it comes to intuition. Like, where do I start? What do I do? And they're showing it to me as though there have been times in your life where you've like known things. And then when they came to fruition, you were kind of like, oh, wait, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And spirit is very clearly showing it that, and this is why they're putting it in a store. And this is what I try to teach all of my students. Yes, I love to teach it, but I may not be the teacher for you. And I'm one of the rare people who will actually say that. I know that each person has an individual personality and they resonate with different types of personalities and different types of energies. And so the fact that they're putting me in a store means it's important for you to start shopping around, looking for teachers, classes, things that are easy for you to be able to look at and go, okay, I like this person. No, I don't like this person. Yes, this works for me. No, it doesn't work for me. And they're showing it to me as though this is really important because there have been situations in your life where you weren't always afforded a voice. So now that you have an opportunity to have a voice, it's a little overwhelming and you just don't know where to start. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I can tell you, yes, thank you. So spirit, your spirit guides are showing it to me and saying that some of the best ways to work with this stuff is going into meditation. So going into your body, and asking your higher self, your intuition, what do I need to know? And the easiest way to do that is by listening to guided meditations. And there are so many guided meditations on YouTube. I have one as well on YouTube. It's at Maria Leggett Medium. But there are also so many other people who have different meditations out there. Finding someone whose voice you resonate with, because when you're in meditation, different octaves, the way people say their S's, all different kinds of things can affect you where you can't get relaxed. And spirit is showing it to me as though it's really important for you to be able to have choices in all of this where we've had those choices taken away. And this is where you can begin to start empowering yourself again so that you can feel like you're in charge of your life rather than somebody stripping power away from you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so the easiest way to do it is by listening to these guided meditations. And there are also really good oracle cards that are out there that you can buy that have words on them. And so like I have a deck right here that is Self-Care Wisdom Cards by Cheryl Richardson. They have beautiful pictures, but they also have sentences on them. And so you can shuffle the cards and be able to pull a card and say, okay, this is the message that I need today. Because spirit is showing it to me as though you're kind of lost. You don't have a direction that you really want to walk in, which is why I'm wandering up and down all of these different aisles because I'm just trying to find where I want to go. And your spirit team is saying, we're right here with you and we're going to help you. We just need you to open up and allow us in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so being able to find these cards, listen to meditations is a great way for you to begin working with your spirit team, meeting them and finding out who your spirit communicator is so that you can start talking to them and asking them questions. And you can use different types of oracle cards and tarot cards. And of course you can book readings, but you can also learn how to do what's called divination yourself. And divination just means being able to pull a card for yourself. And you can get oracle cards anywhere on the internet. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them on Hay House. You can get them at at any local metaphysical shop to you, which I highly suggest supporting small business owners. And
right.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm thinking about the store right near me that I could go and get cards. Yeah.
Beautiful. I love that. And once you're in there, right, that's where you start finding your community, because other people are in there shopping for the same kind of thing that you are. Because they're showing it to me as though it's almost like you're in this little bubble and I have these kind of things, I have these questions, but I don't have anybody I can talk to about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so going into those local stores is going to help you to befriend and become acquainted to the owners of those stores and other people who go there. And you can even take classes that are local to meet more people just like you, where you can start having the conversations and just talking about all the things that you're experiencing. Thank you very much. Your spirit team is showing it to me as though you work very clairsentiently. And if you're not sure what that means, it's clear feeling. So you would be someone who would describe themselves as an empath. I feel other people's stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense.
Yeah. So when you are clairsentient, you are picking up everybody else's emotions. And the easiest way to deal with that so that you don't become overwhelmed with it, Dana, is to be able to put a white light fully around yourself and ask the white light, filter out anything that is not in my highest good. And that white light is going to help you to stop taking on everybody else's stuff and only feeling your own stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And they're telling me that it's important for you to put this white bubble even inside of your own house, because, you know, we can have arguments with other people, and if they're mad, we can pick up that they're angry, and we don't need to pick up all of that. We just need to sit in our own emotions and process our own stuff. And people consistently don't necessarily mean to, but they slime us with their emotions by getting mad and kind of just sending all their emotions out. And so when that happens, if you have this beautiful white bubble of light around you, and you can call upon your higher power, whatever that is, whether it be Jesus or Mother Mary or Allah or Santa Muerte, whoever it is, you can call on them to enforce this white light so that you are staying safe amongst all this energy that is coming at you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's a great way for you to keep your energy safe and protected while you're doing all of this learning, because you're opening yourself up to learn more things. So this is going to be a great way for you to keep yourself protected while you're learning how to meditate, while you're learning how to use oracle cards. So I hope that all of that was beneficial to you today, Dana.
Yes, it was very beneficial.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for calling. Yes, I'm glad.
Okay, thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you to everyone who is watching. I am so grateful to all of you. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful rest of your week. And I hope that you are able to shake off any of the yuckies from the eclipse that you may have felt and embrace this energy and just be the best you that you can be. And I will see you here next week. Thank you.